活的一个人员说
，Just a minute，
先等一下。
I need to go pray a little bit.
我需要一点祷告的时间。
So he said, "Okay, we sing a song."
So 他说好，我们来唱诗。
So I went behind the stage.
我就跑到讲台的后面去。
And I said, "Oh Lord."
我就跟神祷告。
I'm in trouble.
主啊，我是有很大的麻烦。
Now what do I do?
我现在怎么办呢
？And so the Lord said, "Don't worry."
神说不要担心。
In that hour, I'll give you what to say.
在时候到的时候，我把适当的话给你。
And so I grabbed my Bible.
所以我就带着我的圣经。
And I opened my Bible up.
我把圣经打开。
And guess what was there?
你猜什么东西出现呢
？The picture of the tree.
那个树就出现了。
And the Lord said, "Tell them the story of the tree."
神说把树的故事告诉他们。
He said, "Liberia is the tree."
神说利比亚就是那棵树。
And it's planted in the rock.
它在岩石穴的缝中被建立起来的。
Jesus is the rock.
耶稣就是那岩石。
And the tree shall prosper.
那个树会长得很茂盛。
So I went before the crowd.
所以我到大众的会众面前。
And I told about climbing the mountain.
我跟他们讲我怎么爬山。
And I told about planting the tree.
我怎么样种树。
And I said God has told me that Liberia is the tree.
神告诉我说利比亚就是那棵树。
And that the tree must be planted in the rock.
那个树必须要种在岩石当中。
And Jesus is the rock.
耶稣就是那岩石。
And the tree shall prosper.
那个树要长得茂盛。
Well, suddenly the president of the country.
突然这个国家的总理。
Said this is a word from God.
就大叫说这是。
He said, "Because I saw a dream."
因为我看到一个梦。
And Liberia was a tree.
我看到梦里面那个利比亚就是一棵树。它不是被种的一棵树。
And he says, "I did not know if it should be a Muslim country or a Christian country."
因为我一直不能决定我们应该变成一个回教的国家还是基督教的国家。
But he says, "Your prophecy says."
但是你的预言是对我说。
That it must be planted in the rock which is Jesus.
一定要种在岩石就是耶稣基督的当中。
And he says, "So I declare this country will be a Christian country."
所以我来宣告我们的国家变成基督教的国家。
And the Liberians began to sing.
然后他们这些百姓开始唱歌。
And they turned the prophecy into a song.
他们把这个预言变成一首诗歌。
Liberia is a tree planted in the rock. Jesus is the rock, and it shall prosper.
把它变成一首诗歌，说利比亚是一棵树，要种在岩石当中。这岩石就是耶稣，这棵树要长得茂盛。
But my most touching moment.
但是最感动我的一刻
was the next day.
是第二天。
Or 2 days later.
两天之后。
We went to the prisoner of war camp.
我们跑到战俘的那个集中营当中。
And we walked into the prison.
我们走到那个集中营当中。
And they opened the door.
他们把门打开。
And all of the prisoners were lined in the parade ground.
所有的战俘都被在那个空地上面。
And as I and my friend began to walk through the crowd,
我们在群众当中走过的时候
，suddenly the prisoners began to sing.
突然这些战囚哈战俘虏
，Liberia is a tree planted in the rock.Jesus is the rock, the tree shall prosper. And here they were teaching the enemy troops the prophecy of God.
他们对着这些他们战争里面掳来的这些俘虏，就把这个诗歌唱给他们听。神对他们这个国家的预言。
When I came back home to San Francisco,
当我回到旧金山的时候
，I received a letter from the country.
他们这个国家写了封信给我。
And at the top of the letter was the symbol of Liberia.
上面一颗象征这个国家的一个。
And on the heading of the letterhead, it said, "Liberia is a tree planted in the rock." Jesus is the rock, and the tree shall prosper.
就把神的这个预言写在他们信封的上面，这个像那个图案的下面。
So all of those hours I was praying on the mountaintop.
所以在山上祷告这么长的时间。
I was praying for the country of Liberia.
我实际上是为利比亚这国家祷告。
But I didn't even know it.
但是我自己却不知道。
See, when you are praying in the Holy Spirit.
你知道，当你在圣灵里面祷告的时候。
You are praying mysteries.
你在祷告奥秘的事。
But I want to tell you something. The mysteries are concerning you and your future.
但是我告诉你，你的服事是有关你跟你的未来的。这个奥秘事情是有关你跟你未来的。
It means that you are praying things that will edify you.
这代表说，这个祷告是在建造你自己。
You see, that was a message that God wanted me to pray through for Liberia.
是在那个时候，神是把这个信息给我，要我为利比亚这个国家来祷告。
And I must tell you.That when you pray mysteries in the Holy Spirit,
让我告诉你，当你在圣灵里面为奥秘的事情祷告的时候
，you will pray through things, and then you will see the glory of that come to pass.
如果你祷告的透彻的话，你会看到神的荣耀要成就。
This is the value of praying in the Spirit.
这就是圣灵里面祷告的一个价值。
This is the value of praying long hours in the Holy Spirit.
这就是长时间在圣灵里面祷告的一个价值。
Many people have asked me. They said, "Well, why should I pray for long periods of time?"
很多人就说，为什么要祷告这么长的时间呢？
And many times I don't know what I'm thinking when I pray.
很多时候我祷告，我连我自己想什么我都不知道。
Paul said, "Your own understanding is unfruitful."
保罗说，我的悟性没有果效。
So when I pray in other tongues, I don't worry about what I'm thinking.
当我在用方言祷告的时候，我就不用担心我的悟性。
But instead, I allow the Holy Spirit to pray.
但是我是允许圣灵在我里面祷告。
I allow the Holy Spirit to intercede.
我允许圣灵为我们祈求。
I allow the Holy Spirit to bring that revelation.
允许圣灵把启示给我们显明。
You see, the Holy Spirit knows what you need.
你知道圣灵知道你需要什么。
And he knows exactly how to communicate that.
他完全知道该怎么样把它表达出来。
If we'll look once again in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter.
如果请我们再打开哥林多前书第十四章。
In the fourth verse, it says, "You edify yourself."
第四节，他说，说方言的是造就自己。
In the 14th verse, it says, "Your spirit prays."
第十四节讲到说，你是用你的灵祷告。
In the 15th verse, it says, "You can sing with the spirit."
十五节讲说，你可以用灵歌唱。
The 16th verse says, "You bless when you pray in other tongues."
第十六节讲到说，你用灵祝福。
Let me say that again.
让我再重复一次。
You bless when you pray in the Spirit.
当你在圣灵里面祷告的时候，你是祝福。
Remember, I mentioned to you the secret weapon of prayer.
记不记得我跟你们提过那个神秘密的武器是什么？
Is blessing.
是祝福。
The secret weapon of prayer is blessing.
秘密的武器是祝福。
The Holy Spirit knows how to do this better than anyone else.
圣灵比任何人都更知道如何来做。
I one time had a brother who was very angry at me.
以前有一个弟兄，他对我非常的不高兴。
He was so angry that he went to everyone I knew and tried to tell them how bad I was.
他是对我这么的不高兴，所以他会对很多人说他为什么不喜欢我。
And I could have saved him the trouble and told them myself how bad I was.
我其实不需要让他来告诉别人我多糟糕，我自己就可以告诉别人我多糟糕。
But he was very angry.
但他非常生气。
Have you ever known anyone that's been that angry?
你们有没有见过一个这么生气的人？
Anyone? Just a few of you, huh?
有少数的人可能知道。
I think all of us have.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to deal with it.
我不知道怎么样处理这件事情。
So I began to pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以我开始用灵来祷告。
And the Holy Spirit said, "I want you to send him a gift."
圣灵说，我要你送他一个礼物。
I want you to send him all that you have.
我要你把你所有的钱送给他。
It was a real sacrifice.
对我来讲是很大的牺牲。
But guess what happened?
你猜发生什么事情？
When I sent him the gift,
当我把这个礼物寄给他的时候，
he called on the phone.
他对我打电话。
And he started to cry.
他开始哭。
And he started to cry.
他就哭。
And he couldn't quit crying.
他不能够停止哭泣。
He said, "I'm so sorry."
他说我真的很对不起你。
He said, "I see you really do love me."
我真的现在觉得你是真正爱我的。
Little did I know.
我当时并不明白。
That through blessing.I had turned him into a friend.
借着祝福，我把仇敌变成朋友。
The Bible says,
圣经上这么说，
that even our enemies should speak well of us.
甚至敌仇敌都要对我们说和好的话。
When you pray in other tongues, you lead to blessing.
当你用方言祷告的时候，你是在祝福，
not cursing,
而不是诅咒。
The power of prayer is in blessing.
祷告的能力是在乎祝福，
even your enemies.
甚至祝福我们的敌人。
And then he says, "For you," in the 17th verse, "you give thanks well."
第十七节说你感谢是好的。
In the 18th verse, Paul says that he speaks in tongues more than us all.
十八节保罗说我说的方言比你们众人还多。
And so I think it's important for us to see.
所以对我们来讲非常重要，我们要知道。
That even the apostle Paul spoke in tongues more than everyone in the church at that time.
即使保罗他对所有他讲的方言比众人都多。
When it comes to your personal prayer language,
就到你自己个人的祷告的语言的时候，
I have discovered that when I pray in tongues for long hours,
我发现如果用方言长时间祷告，
that it accomplishes much more than if I prayed in my own tongue.
它能够成就的事情远超过我用我自己的悟性的祷告。
This is the revelation of the snow.
这就是雪的启示。
The secret of the snow.
雪的奥秘。
The secret of prayer.
祷告的奥秘。
Now, I've got just 5 minutes.
我还有五分钟。
And I would like to give you a chance to answer some questions.
我愿意回答大家的问题。
Does anyone have a question?
有没有任何人有任何的问题？
Yes.
可以，可以，请你把十三节，哥林多前书十四章十三节再多详细解释一下。
Now, in verse 13 it says, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret.
所以那说方言的就当求能翻出来。
Now, in the context of this chapter,
在这一章的上下文里面，
the Apostle Paul is giving instructions for the church service when they are gathered together.
使徒保罗是对着教会的聚会来说的。
And so he says if a person stands up in church,
如果在教会当中有人站起来，
and speaks out loud in other tongues,
大声用方言说话的话，
it will cause confusion in the church.
会在教会中造成
Because people will wonder what he was saying.
因为别人在想他在说什么。
So he says if you speak in a tongue out loud for other people to hear,
所以你的方言如果要被别人听到的话，
then you should pray for the interpretation.
那你应该祷告希望方言能够被翻出来。
So people understand.
可以帮助别人听得到的人可以了解。
But also let me say this.
让我再加一句。
This is also true when you are praying in tongues for long hours.
同样的，你如果祷告长时间的话，方言祷告长时间的话。
If you pray,that God will also reveal to you the interpretation.
你也可以求神说把这个启示告诉你翻译出来。
But let me share with you just one truth about his and how he gives you the interpretation.
让我可以分享一下有关神怎么样把翻译的恩赐给我们。
In Acts, the first chapter and the seventh verse,
在使徒行传第一章第七节。
And Jesus said unto them, It is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
Now I must say this, the interpretation of tongues is in the category of times and seasons.
方言的祷告是跟时间日期是同一个类别。
And the Father has reserved this in his own authority.
神在他权柄所定的里面，他先保留。
And it is not given for us to know.
神不让我们知道。
How many understand that no one knows when Jesus is coming back?
有多少人知道耶稣到底哪一天回来？没有人知道。
Who knows that?
有谁知道呢？
Only the Father.
只有父知道。
It is not that the truth?
这是真理吗？
So there are things that the Father will not reveal.
所以有些事情神不启示的。
Well, so it is in other tongues.
所以有的时候方言也是这样。
Is that God will not reveal to you the interpretation until the time is right.
神不会把它翻出来，直到时候满足的时候。
This is why I believe the Lord gave us the revelation of the snow.
我相信这就是神把这个有关雪的这个隐秘事情告诉我们。
Is that that prayer is stored up.
那样的祷告是存起来的。
But when summer comes,He will let the waters flow.
但是当夏天一到的时候，这个雪变成水，就留下来，那个启示就显明了。
I believe there will be many questions on tongues. Okay.
我相信还有很多的问题有关方言的要问的。
所以有关方言这一点是明天下午一点，我会讲到圣灵的内在和外在的工作，包括方言。
So tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, I will be speaking on the internal, external works of the Holy Spirit, in this conference, including tongues.
所以因为这个需要最少半个小时到一个小时讲解，所以我恐怕今天早上没有时间讲。
Because it would take half an hour to 1 hour to explain in detail, so we cannot take the time to do it this morning.
是一个很重要的问题，也是常常引起争论和误会的一个问题。
This is a topic that's very controversial and caused a lot of dispute.
所以我们需要用很多的时间来看圣经和来讲论
讲解。So we need a lot of time to look into the scripture and explain.
那Richard 牧师有一本书是神如何叫他祷告，叫祷告良辰这一本。
There's a book written by Pastor Richard. It's talking about prayers.
你可以在下面可以买这本书。
You may purchase that downstairs.
我想我们就用一首诗歌来做我们今天的回应，因为等一会我还要请 Richard 牧师特别来为今天所讲题的回应来祷告。
Shall we respond to the Lord by singing a hymn, and then later I'm going to ask Pastor Richard to come up and pray to lead us into the response to the Lord's teaching this morning.
特别是我们求主给我们 有一个祷告的恩典，能够如何常常在灵里来祷告。
Let's pray that God will give us the grace to pray, especially long hours in the prayer of the Spirit.
假如你在祷告的时候常常感觉到很枯干，没有力量，求我要请 Richard 牧师为我们来祷告。
If you feel that your prayers have been very dry, we're going to ask Pastor Richard to pray for you.
请一同起立来唱。
May we all stand.
Everyone that desires just to be consistent in prayer, in our prayer life, 请各位我们假如我们愿意请神的仆人为我们祷告来领受这个祷告的恩膏，请你就在座位上就轻轻举起你的手来，在神的面前表示我们领受，我们相信，我们需要他。 These are the peopleThat have indicated they would like to be prayed for in their prayer life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take the anointing for prayer that you've placed on my life.
亲爱的主，奉耶稣基督的名，我求你在我身上祷告的恩膏。
And I ask you now to impart this to these prayer warriors.
今天求你分给在我们在座举手的每一位。
From the top of my head,
从我的头上，
to the sole of my feet,
到我的脚掌，
May the wind of the Holy Spirit,
求圣灵的风，
blow through this place now,
吹过这地，
receive ye,
能够我们接受
the Holy Spirit,
圣灵进到我们里面。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
再唱一次。
每一双
温柔如你的手。
按照我们心中向主所求的，丰丰富富赐给我们。
May He abundantly answer the prayer that we desire in our hearts.
叫我们能够更爱他。
So that we may love Him more deeply.
叫我们能够更像他。
Let us turn to Him.
叫我们能够更活出他的样式。
Let us live His life through us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我真的感觉到圣灵还在这里运行在我们当中。
I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit among us.
我们真的不要失去一个很好的机会。
Let us let this opportunity go away.
Richard 刚刚教导你们是关于就是方言方面的祷告。
Pastor Richard just taught you about the prayer in tongues.
And 等一会儿我要给你们有些教导是关于怎么用属灵的恩赐的这些有些原则。
Later on, I'm going to share about the principle of how to minister in the spirit of gift, the gifts of spirit.
但是我觉得我们应该把握这个机会，祈求圣灵赐福给我们这个讲方言的恩赐。
I feel like we should take this opportunity to ask the Lord to give us the gift of the tongue.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
同意，这是不是很好圣灵的带领？
Is it what the Lord is teaching?
Okay, 我觉得我们可以很简单的祈求圣灵给我们这个恩赐。
Maybe we can just pray a simple prayer, ask God to give us this gift.
但是你们大家应该了解一件事情。
But you have to understand one thing here.
我们得到这个方言的恩赐有好像有不同的方法。
We have many different ways to obtain this gift.
一个办法就是我们好像自然的来得到。
One of the ways is through natural means.
就是我的意思不是超自然的。
It's all supernatural. It's all supernatural.
但是有的人就好像他们的个性是这样的，所以他们很容易就得到。
But some people just, you know, because of their personality, their temperament, they just seem to get it very quickly.
Okay, 但是别的人需要故意的打开他们的口开始讲。
But some people have to just purposely open their mouth so that they can speak in tongues.
好像你需要用你的旨意来得到。
It's like you have to exercise your will to do that.
等一会儿我要给你们有些教导是关于这个。有一些很重要的原则。
So later, I'm going to teach you how to operate under those principles.
但是现在应该把握机会来祷告。
But now, let's take advantage of this time to pray.
另外一件事情。
Another thing.
常常人开始得到方言的时候，他们开始讲国语，或是台湾话，或是英文。
Many times when the people first get the tongue, they were speaking Taiwanese, Chinese, or English.
他们开始说赞美赞美主啊主啊我赞美你。
They would say praise God, God I praise you.
但是你不同，没有办法同时讲英文和中文，对不对？
But you cannot speak English and Chinese at the same time, can you?
同时你不能讲方言和英文。
You cannot speak in tongues and English at the same time either.
有一次我的好朋友，他有些美国人来为他按手祷告。
One time, an American friend, I prayed for him.
他是中国人。
He's a Chinese.
但是为他祷告的人都是不听不懂中文的。
But people who pray for him were American who don't understand Chinese.
我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly.
他们为他按手祷告的时候，圣灵大大的降在他的身上。
Holy Spirit came upon him.
And 他开始说啊，主啊，我感谢你，我赞美赞美你。
He started to pray and say, God, I thank you, I praise you.
但是那个美国人说啊，感谢上帝，他得到方言。
The Americans thought that he was speaking tongue because they did not understand English, so they said, praise God, he got a tongue.
我对他们说，不，那是不是方言，那是中文。
I say, no, that's not a tongue, that's Chinese.
过来，好吧。再一次按手祷告，好吧。
Please come over, pray one more time.
所以他们再一次祷告。
They pray one more time.
这次圣灵再一次大大降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit came upon him mightily again.
周长老说啊，感谢主，感谢主。
The elder Joe said, thank you, Lord, in Chinese.
他用台语，台湾话。
Taiwanese he spoke.
那个美国人说啊，主啊，感谢你，他得到方言。
The American said, praise God, he got a tongue.
但不是，这是台湾话。
But that's not, that's a dialect. That's a Taiwanese dialect.
这次现在我了解啊，你看圣灵感动周长老讲方言，他做什么？他就用他已经知道的语言。
So when the Holy Spirit moved Elder Chow, what did he do? He was speaking through the language he already knew.
所以我对他说，哎，不要讲上海话、台湾话、日本话、英文。
So I told him not to speak
普通话。
I told him not to use any language he knew, like Shanghainese, Taiwanese, Chinese, Japanese, whatever.
所以那个美国人都回来了。
So American came back again.
接着按手祷告。
They lay hand on him and pray again.
圣灵给他方言。
The Holy Spirit gave him the true tongues.
另外一件事情。
So another thing.
有的人会得到，有的人不会得到。
Some people may get it, some people may not.
那并不是你的意思，就是上帝的意思。
It is not your will, but God's will.
如果他你没有得到方言，祈求他给你更好的恩赐。
If he doesn't give you that gift, ask him to give you something better, another gift.
一定有，一定有更好的，所以来祈求来得到。
He will give you a gift, something even better.
Okay, 我们祷告好吧。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我非常感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you so much.
因为你呼召我们来预备我们的心，得到你宝贵的恩赐。
Because you have called us, you have prepared us to receive the precious gift.
主耶稣，我感谢你，因为你很喜欢给我们讲方言。
Lord, thank you because you are delighted to give us the gift of tongues.
你也喜欢给我们就是医治人的恩赐。
It is your pleasure to give us the gift of healing.
也是辨别的恩赐。
And the discernment.
还有其他的。
And other gifts.
So, 主啊，祈求你现在预备我们的心。
Father, we pray that you prepare our hearts.
主耶稣，祈求你差遣你的圣灵来运行在我们的当中。
Father, we pray you send your Holy Spirit to work among us.
我感谢你，因为借着 Richard， 你让我们知道的很清楚这个讲方言的重要性。
Father, we thank you for you have given us the importance of praying tongues through Richard today.
主耶稣，我也是感谢你，因为借着 Richard， 我们也是一点点得到那个信心的恩赐。
Thank you, Lord. Also through Richard.We obtain the little gift of faith right
yes.
now.
Yes, 所以我们荣耀归给你。
So may you receive all the glory, Jesus. May you receive all the glory.
No. 就继续，我们就很安静的祷告，好吧？
Let's pray quietly.
开始祈求圣灵给你他想给你的恩赐，好吧？
Let's just ask the Holy Spirit to give whatever gift He wants to give it to you.
我相信有些人真的渴慕得到讲方言的恩赐。
I trust that some of you really desire to have the gift of the tongue.
Lord Jesus, now I ask that you'll please begin to give this gift of tongues.
主啊，我求你在这个时候开始释放你自己方言的恩赐。
你们一定得到方言的恩赐，好不好？你们就开始用那个恩赐，好吧？就开始用方言祷告，好吧
？If you already have the gift of tongues, would you please now pray in tongues?
我们求圣灵自己把这个灵里祷告的话语赐给每一位，只要你开口，只要你要你开口，你就让圣灵叫你怎么祷告，你就不要用你自己所学习的语言，不要用中文来祷告。Just let the Holy Spirit take over to pray in tongues, whatever tongues, but not in your own acquired language, not in your own known language. 所以我们就是。你要把你的声音交给圣灵，把你的声音交给圣灵。Just let your voice be taken over by the Holy Spirit and start praying and praising Him in tongues by faith. 有时候你要说主，你要就是把你的声音哈这样交给主，交给主，那就开声来祷告，让圣灵 just take over， 让圣灵，其他的同工你可以过去为他们按手祷告，有方言恩赐的可以过去，就是按照圣灵的感动去为他们来按手来祷告 ，just 开口啊，把你声音开口来讲出来是很重要的。
Give your voice to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit speak through you.
圣灵啊，圣灵啊，求你现在你就把这一个宝贝的祷告的语言赐下来，让我们用信心来领受。哦，主耶稣
，Father, I pray that you will give us the precious gift of the prayer language.
来祷告，就是。然后圣灵就越来好像活水的江河，开始是一点点，越来就会越多，就凭信心求圣灵来带领你。
Just in faith, just ask God, the Holy Spirit, to come and lead us. And start with a small faith, but you will grow more and more.
主耶稣，我们求你把信心赐下来，把一切的怀疑拿去，把一切的怀疑拿去。哦，主耶稣啊，你随意的这样赐给我们，叫我们每一个科目的人就能够得着，科目的人就能得着。
Father, we pray that you will give us the faith and remove that doubt in our minds. Anyone who desires to have you will receive today, Father. I'm going to ask the pastors to come around and pray for others.
Sometimes you have
feelings. Sometimes you have feelings, sometimes you don't. That's okay. It's not important to have feelings when you have this tongue.
重要的就是顺服，这是最重要的事情。
The most important thing is to obey, submit yourself.
Spirit to move in our midst. Jesus, 祈求你大大的降在我们的身上。Boom, ba, ga, da, ga, da, ga, da, da, sha, da, ba, da, da, da. Jesus, 祈求你给我们这方言的恩赐。Sham, ba, da, 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 da. Sham, ba, ga, da, ga, da, ga, da, 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 da. Him, ba, da, 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 da. Sham, ba, ga, da, ga, da, ga, da, sham, da, 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 da. Him, ba, da, 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 Jesus, Shimba, da, 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 da,主耶稣，我祈求你让你的圣灵大大的降在我们的身上。主耶稣，我们渴慕的大方言，为了更会为你祷告。主耶稣，我们需要这个属灵的恩赐，为了做你的圣工，为了去传你的福音。所以主耶稣，我们祈求你，我们拜托你，继续赐福给我们。圣巴迪哒哒哒，咿呀隆哒哒哒哒哒，哈利路亚。Home by the day, the day, the day, she bum bada da 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 Oh, Joshi, Dambada, Hallelujah, Timbada, Dada, Hibada, Dada, Imbada, Didi, Shadaka, Imbada, Didi, Gadabada, Didi, Yes, Jesus, Lombada, Dada, Dada, Homebaga, Didi, Dada, 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 Umbada, Dada, 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 Hallelujah, Homebada, Hallelujah, Shidam, Bada, Dada, 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 Dada,Hallelujah, Tidam Baladadada, Ishadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad
Hallelujah. 我们再用三分钟的时间就要结束这一段，这个时候再用三分钟，然后你祷告的时候不要用你的头脑思想，好，就不用你自己的话，但是你要开声，哈，很用最小的声音，只有你自己可以听见，哈，用最小的声音，你可以这样，就是让圣灵很自然的在你的身上来做工，这个就是你好像你入门哈，你进入到圣灵的运作里头，给圣灵有一个机会在你的生命 ，Let the Holy Spirit have a chance to operate in your life. Just whisper very softly to Him, and don't use just your mind, but just use your spirit and let the Holy Spirit take over and pray for you.
我们就安静下来，好吧？我们大家安静下来，我们就等候他的带领，好吧？然后很安静的来让他感动你。安家春牧师说这样的话，一下把他。
你就用最小的声音，只有你自己听见。我开始进入的时候，就是我讲大声，我觉得很奇怪，我就好像都讲不出来。但是我用最小的声音，没有人听见，只有你跟神，圣灵就会开动你的舌头，然后慢慢，主耶稣说，相信的人，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。呀，因为你开始讲，你会感觉很不习惯，所以你就好像心里。讲出各样的奥秘来对主来说，来祷告，来交托，来感谢，来赞美他。用信心奉耶稣基督，你就很，所以你要用你的嘴唇，用你的舌头，用你的喉咙的声音，三样一起交给主。主啊，让你自己的儿女真正经历到你所赐给我们这个活水江河从我们的腹中流出来。我们本不晓得怎么样祷告，但圣灵你叫我们祷告。哦，主耶稣，谢谢你，让我们借着圣灵的祷告跟你有更深更密切的灵交。谢谢主的恩典。哦，用方言祷告不是用高言大志，也用方言祷告也并不等于你比别人聪明，其实用方言祷告只是说，主，我不会祷告，求圣灵用说不出来的叹息来帮助我祷告。所以这个不是什么骄傲，也不是什么特别属灵，而是说，主，我需要你来帮助我。感谢主，感谢我们的主。阿们。主，也借着这个方言，求你也继续的把更多的恩赐赐下来，更多的恩赐赐下来，在我们的面前摆设你丰富的筵席。 It's just yours for the asking. 各样的恩赐，主随意的让你来享受，让你来使用，叫你能够受装备，能够为主所用，能够为主而活。
我要请你们进步第二步骤，好吗？I want to ask you to go to the next step now. 我要请你，你为什么得到这些恩赐？就是为自己。对了，为自己。但是更会为别的人。Yes, these are for ourselves, but they're more for other people. 恩赐，好不好？我要请你来为你隔壁的人来按手祷告，好吧？用你的方言，用你所得到的恩赐为他祷告，好吧？ Okay?I want you to turn and simply pray very gently for the person next to you in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues, okay?
Yes. Just bless them, as Richard says, just pray and bless them in tongues. 用方言来为他们祝福，来赞美我们主。
And 如果你还没有得到那个恩赐，就顺服，好吧？就把你的舌头奉献给耶稣，或是用中文都可以。彼此祝福，好吧？Turn and bless one another.
求的主耶稣，祈求你继续恩行在我们当中。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主耶稣，按着我们开始得到这个方言的恩赐，我们开始为别的人祷告，开始用这个恩赐做代祷的工作。我祈求你开始给有些人解释方言的恩赐。Lord, as we begin to pray in spirit like this for one another, Lord, please begin to give some of us the gift of interpretation. 主耶稣，让有些人会了解，会解释这个方言的恩赐。神，祈求你给我们那个恩赐。好，我们把这些都Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. And
now let's bless each other in our own known tongues, in either in Chinese or in English.
Yes, Jesus. Lord, I bless these people in the name of Jesus. I bless you with God's love and peace and joy. I bless you with His abundance. I bless you with all the gifts of the Spirit. I bless you with the gift of faith. I bless you with the gift of I won't take another risk. How about need to go funny? Well, this is kind of like lab time here.
现在呢,
laboratory time.
这个是我们实验的一个时候。
Okay, so we're going to be very careful, systematically asking for gifts and then practicing how to use them.
我们一方面要向神求